Hello and welcome to the Food Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about some nice foods that are very tasty. First, let's ask Jason. Jason, what's your favorite food?
I'm glad that you asked, Sam. Some of my favorite foods are pizza. I also like to enjoy some cheeseburgers and some french fries. What about you, Jace?
I don't like a lot of food, but I like donuts.
And you, Sam?
Some of my favorite foods are actually green beans. And I actually very enjoy sushi. Now let's get on to taste testing some of the foods. Let's put this right here.
All right.
The first food is going to be... bada bean, bada boom.
Oh! Here's the sound of the packaging bag.
Let's open these. At first smell, they smell awful.
It doesn't smell very delightful.
Let's try them. Let's bring the bucket over.
In case we need to throw
up. Right, the bucket is for throwing up. I think these are expired.
I don't even want to try it. Ew.
They don't expire until the 21st.
I feel like throwing up.
What's today? They don't expire until the 21st.
Okay, I'm going out to this to cleanse my mouth. We're having like
we're a
flavor Tootsie Roll.
The fruity Tootsie
the
Roll.
The fruities Tootsie Roll.
Spelled with two O's.
Mine is orange.
Mine is yellow. Mine is green.
I got yellow.
Okay.
It's green. Well, it's green on the inside.
Here's what it
sounds like.
Mmm. Definitely better than the nuts.
That's what she said.
But still not very tasty.
It tastes like...
It tastes funny.
Okay.
Alright, moving on to the Asian pears.
Also known as apple crisps.
Yep. Okay. These are not very good, so be prepared to spit them out.
Okay, let's see.
Oh.
These don't even taste like pears.
Not very delightful.
The taste is kind of dull. But other than that, oh, I just farted.
I'll take another.
These are actually not that bad.
They're actually kind of tasty.
I could choke them down.
No. That's not bad.
Okay, moving on to the ones that everybody knows and likes. The sour cream and onion Pringles.
I think I'll pass on this one.
Okay, Jason.
I definitely will eat them.
This is the sound of the Pringle crunching in your mouth, and I just spit all over.
Now on to the next topic. Some of the good restaurants around. So, I really enjoy McDonald's. It's very tasty.
Oh, today we went to go get McDonald's and they ran out of chicken nuggets.
What?
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that makes me think McDonald's. It's just trying to...
Also, if you've made it this far, what's your favorite chicken sandwich? Popeyes or Chick-fil-A if you had either?
Okay.
I personally like Chick-fil-A because that's all I've had.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A, very good chicken. Not very good fruits and vegetables, though. Jace, what's your least favorite food?
Please come closer to the mic, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Probably broccoli. Because it just tastes bad.
I dislike celery very much.
I dislike celery very much as well. It just kind of reminds me.
I also hate Brussels sprouts. It smells like butt.
I've never had a Brussels sprout in my life.
I haven't even tasted one. It's just the smell. It's horrendous.
That's great.
Okay. Now, what are your favorite stadium foods?
Okay. Some of my favorite stadium nachos foods. Nachos and cheese. Yeah, I like hot dogs. You know, them dogs are tasty. I also enjoy chicken tenders.
Burgers? I like the burgers from stadiums very much. They're very tasty.
Now let's move on to, like, healthier items. I like Caesar salad. It's very nice. Oh, and I also like green beans and asparagus. It's very,
yeah,
very tasty.
Yeah, green beans are very good. Just a kind of hint of green. And the beaniness of them. Also, Caesar salad and some salads I like.
Yeah, I like salad with a hint of Caesar.
Also,
I don't like salad. It tastes, like, bad.
Also, another thing I like that's relatively healthy are raspberries. Raspberries are a very elite fruit.
Yes. Something also is that strawberries are quite natural, and I like natural foods. It's very, very right. tasty.
We're moving on to our next topic. What is your favorite food from school that you get in the lunch line?
Oh, man. Not very many things. I like pizza, though. Pizza's nice.
I haven't tried a lot of them, but I know Jace has. And Jace, what is your favorite food?
Bro, it's the Big Daddy's pizza.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I've heard Big Daddy's is very tasty.
And disgusting yes. at the same time. It looks disgusting.
All right, so
I'm sure many of you have liked some Big Daddy's pizza.
Yes. All right, now let's move on to what is your favorite from the lunch line? Like, or from, like, the snack. You know the snack?
Oh, I like Hot Cheetos, yeah.
Hot Cheetos are very good. I know.
Chocolate Rice Krispie Treats. Mm.
I thought you were going to say the barbecue.
I have a question for you, Sam, and Jace. Yes. All
right.
If you had to have one type of drink for the rest of your life, it could be water, it could be pop, what would it be?
Would you die if you didn't choose water?
No. Just like if you had to have
mine
one
would be
for the rest of your life.
Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
Jace, what about you?
Root beer.
I think I will go with Diet Coke.
You said this was a question for me and Sam, not you too.
And me.
All right.
I like a Diet Coke better than normal Coke.
You're like my grandparents.
I do not like your grandparents. I said I like Diet Coke.
No. All right, moving on to the next question. What is your least favorite food that you get at lunch that's not a snack?
Well, I haven't had this stuff, but it looks really fake. They have, like, Asian chicken. and they also have, like, these noodles. It doesn't look very...
I've never crazy. Tried those, but I'm thinking they could be tasty. That's some ASMR right there. Okay, we have a caller coming in that just sent me a question by the name of Henry Nathan. Also, go look up that pod. It's on Apple Podcasts. And
no, it's on
Anchor.
Spotify. It's hen_el_sports.
There's podcast. No underscore in between hen and el.
It's hen el sports podcast. Go listen to him. He gave us kind of the inspiration to start
a
podcast.
Big.
He sent in
He's
a question
also quite
for
large
us.
Indeed.
What are all of your favorite chips? Jason, would you like to go first?
I like Hot Cheetos, but I also
those
like...
Those aren't chips, idiot.
Yes, yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
I also like normal Doritos and or barbecue chips.
Oh, yeah. Barbecue chips are my favorite.
All right.
What type of barbecue
chips? I would
chips?
Say...
Just, like,
the
Lay's?
Baked ones.
I would Lay's. Say the Hot Cheetos, probably. Those are very tasty. Or the purple Doritos.
Which one? The chili ones or
yeah.
the extreme ones?
Chili ones. Hmm. All right. Also, Henry also asked, what are your favorite desserts? Jason?
I like chocolate cake, or I like just normal vanilla or strawberry ice cream.
Jason, what about you?
Probably Dairy Queen.
What do you get from Dairy Queen?
What is your order?
I get like a Reese's Blizzard.
Okay then. Moving on, we have my favorite dessert. Well, not really moving on, but it would probably be some type of chocolate ice cream.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. Next on the agenda.
Okay, I have a question.
All right.
It's for all three of us.
Okay.
So, if you had to have one sweet for the rest of your life, that's like Skittles or Sour Patch Kids, what would it be?
Oh.
Be specific, please.
Usually Sour Patch Kids or Mike and Ike's.
Like, just the original or like tropical?
I would say original for both. I don't love tropical Sour Patch Kids and I don't love tropical Mike and Ike's.
I like sour Skittles, the green ones.
Oh,
what about you, Jace?
Original Skittles, yeah. That's my favorite.
Okay.
That's a pretty OG one.
Moving along the train. What is our...
Okay, first, let's talk about your least favorite restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Grayson, you go first.
No, Sam, I popcorn you.
Oh, I popcorn myself. I would say probably Applebee's, which in my house is by the nickname of Crapplebee's. All right, Jace, would you like to go next?
He's having some laughing issues, but I think that he's settled down.
I'd probably say Qdoba.
Oh, I almost forgot. I love Qdoba, too.
Yeah, I love Qdoba as well.
It tastes good, but it leaves you in the bathroom for a while.
That's a true statement.
Also,
that reminds me of Taco Bell.
Yeah, Taco Bell's
very good.
But Taco Bell, you could be sitting on that toilet for a couple hours.
One time, I had it bad. I had 4 burritos and was there for 8 hours. Could not have been 3.
I'm very sorry, Sam. I'm very sorry.
Thank you.
Also, another restaurant that I like is Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
It's super good.
Buffalo Wild Wings is kind of an original restaurant. Yeah. It's very tasty.
It's just, like, super convenient. Let's say you want to go somewhere kind of close from, just from your house.
And if you want to take a couple friends and have a nice atmosphere, this is a place you'll probably want to go.
Remember, we are not sponsored by B-Dubs.
Remember, we're not sponsored by any of these restaurants. We have no affiliation with them.
What if you were sponsored and leave a bad review for someone?
I leave a bad review for Taco Bell.
You would?
Yes.
Very much. Taco Bell slaps, and that's on my mama.
Okay.
Let's see.
I think that's going to review, or that's going to wrap it up
for
today's podcast.
One last closing question.
Wrap it up.
Our closing question is... It's a thing we do every podcast. We have a closing question to kind of round out the whole podcast. Okay. Yes, we do, Jace.
Okay.
So, this question is, if you're stuck on an island and could only bring 3 foods, what would you bring?
Very nice question, Sam.
Jason, you're first.
Remember
about maintaining a healthy diet.
Are drinks count as food?
No.
No, okay. I think I would bring just some nice Caesar salads with the dressing on the side because I don't want it drenched on the salad. I would... Please be respectful, sir. I would bring pizza because, like, you can always have pizza every single day and not get tired of it. And then lastly, I think I'll bring... A bacon cheeseburger. Actually, no, not bacon. That would get me sick. I'll just bring a cheeseburger. Jace.
I'd bring some grilled cheese, some mac and cheese, and some pizza. Because that's just good.
Okay.
Next, for me, I would probably bring Caesar salad, pancakes, and tuna noodle casserole. It's very tasty. Alrighty. That pretty much sums it up for the podcast. Remember, come back next week for another episode of the Food Podcast. See you later, alligator. Spread the word about the Food Podcast.
Jace,
you ended it?
No.
any ending quotes, Jace?
Eat food. That's my ending quote.
Eat food and feel better about yourself.
Keeping it short and sweet with you guys. See you next week.